This is Worldviews. I'm Suzette Grelot. Joshua Landis, Rebecca Cruz. A couple of interesting stories this week. Joshua, let's go to you first. Israel and Palestine still working on these talks. Of course, the United States definitely involved in the middle of that. The Israeli foreign minister visited Secretary Kerry. We've had a rough go of it this week, largely in response to Kerry's testimony before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee.
Both sides, whether advertently or inadvertently, wound up in positions where things happened that were unhelpful. And so day went by, day two went by, day three went by, and then in the afternoon, when they were about to maybe get there, 700 settlement units were announced in Jerusalem, and poof, that was sort of the moment.
The Israelis not happy about this. What on earth can we expect now?
Well, this is really about what is America trying to do to get peace. And our policy since the 1967 war in which Israel occupied the West Bank has been a two-state solution. The occupied territory will go to the Palestinians for peace, land for peace. But those parameters have changed, and they really changed 3 years ago under President Obama when he tried to kickstart these talks again. And Prime Minister Netanyahu said, we're not going to go back to the 1967 borders. And we're not going to stop building settlements because this is Israeli land. Obama caved, and partly because Congress wanted him to cave, and Americans are very supportive of Israel. And he realized there was no upside for him to pressure Israel. And he left it to his Secretary of State, who tried to reanimate this, but without being clear about whether you're going to be 67 borders or whether there's something else that's going to happen. And Netanyahu has stuck to his guns. The Israelis have stuck to their guns. They're continuing to build settlements at a pretty fast pace and take Palestinian land, or what land that the Palestinians claim is their land. So they're not going to negotiate, and this fell apart over this same issue. And it's unclear what America – you know, America keeps on telling them, well, we can't want peace more than you want it. And it's too painful to try to come up with a different basis for peace talks. Obviously, that's going to have to happen at some point. But American foreign policy is still two-state solution, even though it looks like that is not going to happen.
Well, I think the Israelis aren't often used to the United States being quite upfront regarding their settlements and the issue and that getting in the way of the peace talks. So they've now prohibited high-level talks.
It looks bad for Kerry because it's not only Israel. It's Syria and it's Ukraine, and people like McCain and others are taking them to the woodshed and saying this is a trifecta of loss. You're losing on every one of these things. And so it hurts Obama going into this new election cycle.